An active manhunt is on in Munich at this hour, following a deadly shooting spree at a shopping center in the German city. Munich police are calling it a, quote, active suspected terrorist attack, and are telling residents to stay indoors and out of open spaces as they search for the shooter or shooters. NPR international correspondent Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is following the story. She joins us from Berlin. And Soraya, this is obviously a developing news situation, so much could change. But first of all, what do we know about what happened at the shopping mall?
Well, at about 6 p.m. Local time here on a Friday night, the shooting was reported. A call started going into the police station that at Olympia Shopping Mall. This is a shopping mall that was built in 72, around the same time that the Olympic Stadium was built in Munich, that shots had rung out. At the time, they thought it was one shooter. It since has been upgraded to at least three shooters. This, again, is based on credible eyewitness accounts that the police are now pursuing. And they've basically asked everyone in the city, as you mentioned, to stay indoors, to avoid public areas, stores, everything has closed down. Have closed down, as well as the main train station. The police are stopping people from driving into the city at this point, and there is an intensive manhunt underway.
So the shooters are obviously no longer, police saying they're no longer in the mall, but perhaps elsewhere in Munich.
That seems to be the case. They're certainly searching for them. A very elite counterterrorism unit has been sent to Munich to assist in the search. This is the biggest police action there in terms of anti-terrorism since around New Year's Eve, when at that time there was a false alarm, as it turned out, of a suspected terror attack there.
Yeah, we're seeing news footage here of a massive police presence all around Munich here. What do we know about victims, if any?
Well, at this stage, it's still very fluid. The police, or I should say the Interior Ministry, has reported at least three dead. Local hospitals are saying there are six critically wounded that have also been taken in, but the numbers are expected to climb. At the moment, because there is an active manhunt underway, the police have been very reserved about what they are saying. Their main caution is going to citizens to stay indoors, stay away from public places, and to, if possible, not take pictures of the police in action to try and prevent the suspects from being able to gain advantage of it, because everything is moving very quickly on social media.
Yeah. And Soraya, obviously it's much too, we don't even know who the shooters are, so we cannot speculate on motivation, but I'm seeing that Munich police are calling it a suspected terrorist attack.
They initially called it a rampage, but that's when they thought it was only one person. Now that it's three, at least three active shooters that they're pursuing. And I should mention that there have been reports, unconfirmed reports, of shooting going on in other places and other squares and areas outside of the mall at this point, although none of that, again, has been confirmed. The only place where it has been confirmed is at the shopping mall. But they are treating this as a suspected terror attack. They have not elaborated at all on what they mean by that, other than to tell people that everyone should stay indoors. Mm.
And Soraya, I mean, Germany has been on a more alert footing, obviously, ever since for quite some time now, but even further heightened after the attacks in Nice and then the train attack that happened as well. So, I mean, I don't want to say that anyone expected this to come, but there has been a higher alert before the attacks today.
Yes, there's no doubt that there was a lot of nervousness in the state of Bavaria, where, of course, Munich is located. And after that attack that you mentioned on Monday, where a young Afghan man attacked people on a train, four members of the same family, and then a fifth person with a knife and with an axe, and caused critical injuries before he was shot dead. And he was apparently somebody who was radicalized by ISIS, or at least that's the information that's been coming out from police. And so there's a lot of fear here, especially with the large number of migrants that came in last year, a lot of who have yet to be registered. And there's just this great fear that ISIS is going to target Germany next. Having said that, people in Munich felt very safe as well, because this is a city that actually has a very low crime rate. It's known as one of the safest, if not the safest, big city in Germany. And so this has to be very frightening for them there tonight.
And have we heard anything from the German government?
Not yet. At this point, because it's an active situation, I don't think we will be hearing from them for at least a little while. Again, so far, it's being directed, any sort of comments are being directed from police and from the Interior Ministry, encouraging people to lay low and to not assist in rumor spreading or rumor mongering, to let the police do their job to find these suspects.
That's NPR's international correspondent Soraya Sarhadi Nelson joining us from Berlin and bringing us up to speed on what we know so far about attacks and an ongoing manhunt in Munich, Germany. Soraya, thank you so much.
You're welcome.